It's continuing coverage of Hampton Dumont Cowboys basketball with head coach Brian Neeson after a 64-30 loss on the road against number 9 and 2A Appleton Parkersburg. And coach, it was a situation where you're coming into the first of a back-to-back against some ranked teams. Of course, 9 and 2A tomorrow with the number 1 team in 3A, but got a chance to see some really good competition, and unfortunately not enough in the tank here in this one tonight.
Yeah, AP's got a really good team. Yeah, we knew they were good, and we've seen a lot of pressure defense, so that didn't surprise us. But it was disappointing with how we started. We had some really we just had some turnovers earlier where we weren't strong with the ball. It was just, we kind of got it taken from us, and that gave them some juice and gave them a nice lead. And I think it got to 15-2 or 17-2, and then we played okay, I thought, until halftime. I thought we answered a little bit, but yeah, we weren't, for whatever reason, we weren't ready to go. We've seen pressure defense all season, so nothing new for us. But yeah, they got a good team. They got a lot of guys who can shoot it. You can tell they have a lot of guys who spend a lot of time on basketball. They got some 12-month hoopers in their program, you can tell.
Yeah, and there were times where, they were able to kind of just fly down the floor and beat you guys in transition. Seemed like the ball movement really kind of caused you guys a little bit of trouble, right? I mean, what was it like trying to offend a team that can do so much and can do it, so quickly?
Yeah, when teams play fast, you got to get back in transition. You might not get your original matchup. We try to match the guys up the best we can, but, you don't always have a dead ball or time to get match up. So yeah, they did a good job putting pressure on our defense, and they moved the ball quickly. Number 23, I'm drawing a blank. What's his name?
Wedeking.
He can really shoot it, and they run some good stuff to him too. I mean, they had a couple quick hitters where they get him coming off screens, and he's moving, and then they're screening him, and it's tough to guard. So credit them for getting their shooters some looks. I mean, we knew he could shoot it, but we didn't close out quick enough on him. And yeah, they pushed it and found him in transition.
And even though it was in a losing effort, just going back to my stat sheet here, Brady Hart, I mean, the fact that he's able to, still rack up all those block shots, so you kind of were able to give them some trouble on the defensive end with how he was able to really contest some looks tonight. 15 points and a ton of block shots for him tonight.
Yeah, he's obviously at the rim there. He's a problem, and with his 6'7" there. And I love that he wants to guard the other team's best player. The Waller kid, he wanted him. We're going through matchups. He said he wanted to guard him, and he's averaging 22 a night. So I respect that he wanted to guard their best player. So that says a lot about Brady. And he had a really good. I mean, he always does a lot of good things for us. He gives us a chance to be competitive most nights.
All right, and a quick turnaround. We'll see what the weather does, I guess. But number 1 in 3A Clear Lake coming to your place. I know it's going to be a tall task against those guys, but one last opportunity to head out there in a regular season game and see what you can do against those guys.
Yep, no pressure on us, and they obviously got an undefeated season, and they're ranked number 1, and they've been rolling. So yeah, hopefully we get a chance to play. Weather's not looking promising. There's a chance that game isn't made up, but if we get to play, we'll go play hard and see what happens.
All right, that's HG Cal coach Brian Neeson. Thanks for the time tonight.
Thank you.